Last name is Jane, J-A-I-N. First name is N as Nancy, I-R-M-A-L. Their visit is January 22, 2025. Date of birth is January 25, 1950. Referring physician is Dr. J-R-M Harry Heron. J-A-Y-A-R-A-M. Last name is H-A-R-A. N-A, and next to paragraph, chief complaints, doctor's last name is H-A-R-I-H-A-R-A-N. Chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph, history present in this patient. This is a 74-year-old male, common chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. The first type of patient has difficulty to walk starting in 2020, first up, to a point now he's not able to walk at all. First up, we all started to fall in 2020. First up, a patient sustained a dislocated the shoulder at that time. First up, a patient tells me that he was not able to walk since the fall. First up, a patient has seen multiple doctors for this. First up, specifically, he has seen a neurologist in the past. The first up, a patient was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The first up, patient had extensive workup with the neurologist in the past. The comma test then included the cervicospinal MRI, comma head CT scan with a head CT scan, comma MRI of the chest to check for brachial plexus, comma cervical spine MRI, a patient also had seen a neurosurgeon. First up, a patient also had a lumbar puncture to evaluate for normal pressure hydrocephalus. So first up, the next number. Patient that was seeing Dr. Dole, D-E-O-L, at Palatal Medical Foundation. First time a patient was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The first time it was decided the patient had gait disturbance likely due to Parkinson's disease. The first time a patient also had a DAT scan, DAT scan, which the findings were explained to the wife of by Dr. Doel, D-O-E-L, in the past, comma, first up. Patient was also found to have a sensory peripheral neuropathy, first up, patient also seen neurosurgeons in the past, first up, had extensive workup for in the past for several patients. Currently seeking medications for Parkinson's disease. The first time it was decided that he had Parkinson's disease. As his diagnosis, next paragraph, current medication, carbidopa, levodopa, 25/100 mg pills, two tablets, three times a day, next number, metformin, next number, metoprolol, next number, valsartan, next number, gabapentin as needed, next number. Next paragraph, neurological examination. Patient had a severe leg weakness. First up, patient A mode examination patients unable to stand and walk. A first type of patients unable to get up by himself. A first type of patients not able to walk. A first type his leg strength is 2 out of 5. First type his arm strength are 3+ out of 5. First type the next paragraph. Sensory examination patients decrease sensation to a leg to the legs bilaterally. First type next number DTR bilateral biceps are 2+. Bilateral knees are 2+. Bilateral Achilles are 1+. A first type next paragraph. Diagnostic test and EM. EMG study, an EMG nerve conduction study were performed today. First up, the study was inconclusive. First up, a patient had significant edema. First up, unable to make a diagnosis based on this test. First up, however, patient likely have peripheral neuropathy, sensory peripheral neuropathy in the legs. First up, however, I'm not able to stimulate the nerves. Comma could also be due to the edema. First up, I was not able to stimulate his nerves in the legs. Comma most likely due to the edema. First up, but however, he is likely have a sensory peripheral neuropathy. First up, sort of impression. Parkinson's disease. First up, a patient had seen the neurologist in the past in Palo Alto Medical Foundation. First up, a patient had extensive workup, comma including CT scan, brain MRI, comma. Cervical spine MRI, brachial plexus MRI. First up, a patient also seen neurosurgeons. First up, a patient also had done the lumbar puncture, comma, to evaluate for normal pressure hydrocephalus. First up, a patient also had the EMG examination in the past, comma, to evaluate for brachial plexopathy. First up, patient seen to Dr. Dickinson, a neurosurgeon, comma, and the normal pressure hydrocephalus was considered. First up, a lumbar puncture was done. First up, however, it was finally a patient also had a DAT scan, DAT DAT scan. First up, a patient was eventually diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. First up, but next paragraph. My suspicion the patient likely have a Parkinsonism symptoms of undetermined etiology. He likely have a neurodegenerative disease, comma with the Parkinsonism symptoms. Recommendation to continue to take the cinnamon /100 milligram pills, comma, 2 pills 3 times a day for 7 summer. Patient to continue on the gabapentin as needed in next summer. A patient likely has a neurodegenerative disorder with a Parkinson and some symptoms. A patient had extensive workup. I do not feel comfortable to repeat all these workup before starting somewhere. Instead, I recommend I spoke with the wife, comma. The wife is considering have the patient see a movement disorder specialist. So first of all, I agree the patient should see a movement disorder specialist, comma, for further evaluation. For next number, this marks our dean of dictation.